now it's time to go to the Fool Phones. Joining me as always, Dayana Yoakum, our resident personal finance expert here at The Motley Fool. Dayana, welcome.
Thank you, David.
The phone number is 866-NPR-FOOL. To the state of North Carolina, we go to Charlotte. Hello, Praveen.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks. What's up this weekend for you?
Well, I just had some general questions about managing my finances. I've been in school forever, and I graduated last year, and I have a ton of debt from school. And, you know, the classical teaching is do not invest until you pay off your debt, but I'm on a 20-year debt repayment program, and I would like to be able to invest intelligently at this point because I'm finally making some money, and that's what I was calling about.
How long is forever, by the way? You mentioned you were in school forever, and then I guess your life, therefore, has been forever and a year.
Right. Well, I graduated high school like at maybe when I was 18, and I'm 35 now. So for the past 16 to 17 years, I've been without a regular income.
Wow.
I've been doing, from engineering college to medical school to residency, et cetera.
You forgot the JD MBA also.
No, I have absolutely no plans of going back
to school.
And how's
that Masters of Fine Arts coming along? All right. Okay, so we've got the education taken care of now.
Yes, but, you know, it sounds like we've also got a good debt repayment plan over the course of time. I'm assuming that's at a low interest rate?
That's correct. I basically have primarily Stafford loans, et cetera, which I consolidated a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm paying those off every month. But I do have a fairly sizable credit card debt, and then I'm ashamed to say that my credit is not as good as it should be because over the years I'd borrowed not only from the government but also from credit card companies
mm-hmm.
for books, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I dare say that I don't have very good credit either.
Okay. Well, what are your general plans? You said you've been working for 1 year?
About 10 months now, correct.
About 10 months. And what is your profession?
I am a neurologist.
Okay. And the salary is pretty good?
It is. I guess it's as good as it should be, given the fact that I just graduated last year.
Mm-hmm.
There's always some room for improvement, but it's obviously gone from being pretty marginal to it's gone up maybe fivefold like it typically does
right.
when you graduate out of residency.
Right. No matter what age, and at every major life intersection, you have to review the budget, and it is the least sexy part of investing in money, but it is the very thing that is going to free up some cash so that you can plan that wonderful retirement in hopefully
mm-hmm.
the next, 30 or so years. So if you haven't already, you've got to review your expenses. Now you have one expense, a new one, which is repaying the student loans.
Correct.
The credit cards, I'm sure you know this already, but you want to get the lowest interest rate possible on those. Usually that debt can be crushing. If you can.
Yeah, I hate to interrupt you, but I must tell you that at this point, for the next maybe 3 or 4 months, I will probably call the credit card companies and I paid maybe 50 to 60% off and negotiate a one-time payoff. I know that's probably not the smartest thing to do, but I want to get that out of the way.
You want to get it out of the way. Now, that is going to, that's going to ding your credit record.
It's already kind of dinged.
Okay. But, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. And if you don't see yourself being able to keep up with the minimum payments and being able to pay these off at a reasonable time, then that's what you got to do. You got to go in and negotiate what you can.
Right. And part of this comes from my financial planner for the past 9 months.
Okay.
It's a conversation that we had, and he recommended that I do that off as soon as possible.
Okay. Well, call and see what you can do.
So, I'll do that, yep.
And so after that, since you have been living like a college student for 16 years, I recommend that you continue to do so, to keep costs down, to not go out to lunch all the time with the doctor pals, and not to live like a neurologist, which is, the stereotypical driving the fancy car and living in the McMansion.
No, that's not me at all.
Okay, good. Stay like that. It'll help you remain young and look youthful to your patients as well. So you just need to go into major, major savings mode now, and that is to make sure you keep up on the payments due on your student loans, and maybe if you have extra money, bonuses, whatever coming in to start steering that towards that debt, get rid of those that credit card debt.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, you have to start with the habit of savings. And a lot of times you'll hear that you're not supposed to invest, like you said, when you have debt.
Right.
Not supposed to invest until all of that debt has been paid off. Well, there is a difference between good debt and bad debt. And good debt is something that has gone to something that appreciates in value. So student loan debt typically is what we consider good debt.
Okay.
Credit card, car loans, bad debt. These are attached to either a depreciating asset in the case of the car loan or a high interest debt that has gone to something that, you know, is now ether, unless it's your couch with a credit card. So, but again, the habit of savings is very important. So even if it's only putting $20 away a week or you know, $50 a week, a couple hundred extra a month if you find that money, putting it in savings, putting it in either, you know, a work retirement plan if you're offered one,
mm-hmm.
anything to get you into that habit, because your salary will be going up over the years, probably dramatically, especially since you're even at the age of 35 at the beginning of your career. So start that trajectory now.
The savings part, right?
Mm-hmm.
Praveen, I want to close by asking you, what type of neurology are you specializing in? And I don't know, what's one interesting thing you can share with our national audience about the brain?
Well, currently I'm working at the Carolinas Medical Center, and I guess I'm going to go ahead and pitch it because it's a great place to come for treatment of neuromuscular diseases, and that's what I'm working on, especially Lou Gehrig's disease.
Mm-hmm.
Our center is a premier institute in the Southeast, and we treat and manage people with Lou Gehrig's disease, mm-hmm. and that's what I'm doing right now.
Mm. And the interesting thing you can share with our national audience about the brain?
Oh, that it's quite complicated, and, you know, it's like an onion. You peel it off layer by layer, and you still find more inside. So
Ew. It's
a fascinating organ system.
I knew the complicated part. I'm not sure I knew or wanted to know the onion part.
Well, I'm speaking metaphorically.
Understood. Having once watched a full human autopsy, including the removal of the brain, I can say that, you know, I can take it. Praveen, thanks for the call. I hope we were in some way helpful.
Thank you very much for taking my call. You guys have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
And that's all the time we have this week for The Full Phones. Diana, thank you very much.
Thanks, David.
The Full Phone lines are always open for your financial questions and comments. Our phone number, 866-NPR-FOOL. Why not give us a call?